too amazing for words. He's so personable, and I did manage to mention that we were from Illinois and that I voted for him more times than most, and also from University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and he specifically said, "Oh, that's a great institution. You got a terrific computer science program there, don't you?" So I thought that was good.
Wow.
And I also thanked him for caring about the bees, and he said, "We'll fix this problem." That was great. So he really does care. I guess what he said was, "I really do care about the bees." So how you can't beat that. I mean, that's worth gold.
I bet. Now, when we last talked, you had said that this was, you know, you were almost speechless. I think you said you could barely move because you were sort of on this list with all these people who you had admired for so long.
Among the medal winners of technology and science, there's a guy who invented the flash drive was up there, you know, people who developed cancer cures and people who've written best-selling biochemistry textbooks and figured out basic, you know, DNA replication mechanisms, and unbelievable. So, and the president's remarks were just totally on point, and reminding people, whoever was watching, that it's important. Yes, it's important to appreciate athletes and acknowledge their contributions to culture and society as well, the entertainers, but science is kind of a culture and economic driver for the world. So it's nice that people can recognize a few scientific names too, scientist names.
All right, just a couple quick logistical things. So at the White House, you walked across. They called your name. You walk across the stage. You shake hands with President Obama. You get this remarkable looking medal. Are you still wearing the medal?
No, I was not going to walk the streets of Washington, D.C. with giant bling around my neck.
You know, I might.
It's very heavy, by the way. And it's
really
on a red, white, and blue ribbon.
How big is it?
How big is this? Baseball.
Isn't it about baseball
size?
Do you have any idea what you're going to do with that when you get back?
No. I do have another medal. I received a medal in 2011 from the Tyler Prize for Environmental Achievement. So people have suggested that I could hang both medals from my neck and pose like Michael Phelps or Mark Smith or something with all of the bling, but I don't think I'll do that.
Well, I can hear, you know, we're joking and laughing, but this is a huge honor. You were chosen out of just very, very few people in the country, specifically for the work that you have done. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. I am astonished and humbled and thrilled beyond speech.